Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Fuller, and my guest today is Sister Doreen Glenn. And Sister Doreen is from Albany, and she is going to talk about the Nuns on the Bus Tour, which is going to happen Thursday. So, Sister Doreen, tell us a little bit of an overview of the Nuns on the Bus, when they will be here, and what they will be talking about.
Well, the Nuns on the Bus is a project of NETWRC. NETWRC is an organization, a policy organization based in Washington, New York. It's in its 44th year of existence. It was founded by 47 religious women, sisters, members of congregations, who came together that particular year in Washington, D.C., to talk about their work for social justice, their advocacy, and work for legislation to benefit the common good. And from that meeting, this organization was born, that gave birth to the organization. And so today there are thousands of members of NETWRC, the social justice lobby from Washington. And there's many projects that NETWRC is involved in. And this Nuns on the Bus is one of those projects. And they began this tour earlier in July. I think it was like maybe July 12th or so. And they began a 13-state, I think it's a 13-state tour, which will, on a bus, there are maybe 9 or 10 sisters who are on the bus throughout that period of time. They will be, they stop at various places en route, and they will be at the both conventions in Cleveland and also in Philadelphia. At their stops, they have a rally, or they have a site visit to some social work agency or some group organization that is working for human rights or some other like policy or social concern. Sometimes they have a rally, sometimes they have a caucus, sometimes they have a community dinner. They will be coming to Albany on Thursday, July 21st, and the rally will take place at near the Capitol, and it begins at 12:30, and it will be just 1 hour. It's just 1 hour. At these rallies, the rally is always begun, you know, with a person of faith leading the group in prayer, and then hearing stories of persons who are living in poverty and what their struggle is, and you know, surviving in their situation, and then Sister Simone Campbell will speak after the stories, and she will talk about the position that NETWRC takes on different issues. And this particular tour this year is focused on mending the gaps. And actually, it's going to be like a 5 or 6 year focus of NETWRC. They will be working on issues that will hopefully like bridge the gap between the rich and the poor, bridge the gap of the income inequality that exists. So
the New York State Legislature, as you know, because you go there a lot, has left the season, and they won't be back until January. Now, with the session over, what was the purpose of coming to Albany when none of the legislators will be in town?
Well, it isn't just for the it's so that people who gather at the rally can be motivated to advocate for certain policies. They aren't necessarily, it's really not the state policies. It's more the federal policies that are being focused on this year. Okay. And go ahead. And some of those policies are tax justice, family-friendly workplace, meaning, you know, paid family leave, meaning a living wage. Also, some of the other issues are access to democracy, you know, voting rights, so that all persons have equal access to the democratic process, and that money is not the telling feature that, you know, gives people access to the democratic way. Also, it's affordable health care. They'll be focusing on affordable health care. They will be focusing on comprehensive immigration. And so we'll be hearing stories from persons who are, affected by these gaps in society. So it's really to get the stories out there and for people to hear the struggles that people who are living in poverty are experiencing, and what legislation can be enacted to help mend those gaps.
Now, does the Nonsense Bus originate in Paul Ryan's district? Because I know Sister Simone had talked about meeting with Paul Ryan or talking to him. Where did they originate?
They originated in Paul Ryan's district, yes, in Wisconsin. That's where the tour began. That's where they began their tour with, I'm not sure of all the details, but they had like a blessing and some kind of a prayer gathering, and then they began their trip there with a rally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that they were going to be at the two conventions, so there's more than one bus that is touring. In other words,
no, there is not. There is just the one bus, but I think there are like nine or so sisters on that bus, but they might not be the same nine that go the entire tour. You know,
okay,
because they may come off at a certain stop, you know, a certain place where they are, and other people start the their part of the tour there.
Because I know on Thursday, Donald Trump gives his speech to the convention in Cleveland. So if the nuns are going to be up here in Albany, they won't be at the convention, at the Republican convention. Am I correct?
As far as I understand, yes, you are. I mean, I know they're going to be here, so they won't be at the convention on Thursday. I think they are going to be at the convention on Monday and Tuesday. Yes, on Monday and Tuesday. I know on Wednesday they're going to be in Rochester, New York, for much of the day. And in Rochester, They're going to be visiting a social service a place in the city. I think it might be the Catholic Worker House, and then they are going to they're going to have a rally there, and they're going to have some sort of a caucus or meeting at the Crozier Divinity School in Rochester, and I think stay the night in Rochester, and then they will be in Albany on Monday.
Given the fact that it's a weekday, a lot of people come into Albany to work, and parking is at a premium. So people who want to drive or come in to the city from the outskirts or further out into Albany to see the nuns, how could they do so?
Well, they just have to work that out themselves, Cynthia. We have no plan for parking. Oftentimes there are rallies at the Capitol, and you know, whoever attends just has to look around for parking. There is no arrangement from the nuns on the bus for the parking.
Now, are the nuns on the bus going to be taking an active role in the platforms of the Republican and Democratic parties this year?
They will try to influence those platforms, yes, not in a partisan way, but more focusing on the issues that that I just mentioned.
Okay. The nuns that are coming here on Thursday, are they primarily from Wisconsin or other places too?
No, they're from other places also. No, they are not primarily from Wisconsin. No, some of them would be staff persons at the network office in Washington, Sister Simone Campbell, and some of her staff, and some of her the writers. No, they would not be all from one place. Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody wants to come down or wants any further information about the nuns on the bus tour, who can they contact?
Well, they could contact me, and I think you have my contact information, Cynthia.
Right.
They also could go online and just put in Nuns on the Bus or Network Nuns on the Bus, and they'll get a lot of information.
Okay. Now, do you anticipate a lot of people on Thursday?
I certainly hope so, but I have no way of knowing that. I mean, we didn't get an RSVP or anything like that, you know.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, I can't answer that question, but I sure hope that there are a lot. I just learned today that Representative Paul Tonko will be speaking at that rally also.
Okay. Okay, that's good. So, again, it's going to be at the Capitol, right?
Yes, the West Capitol Park. West Capitol Park.
Right. And that's going to be at 12:30, right?
It's going to be at 12:30. That was just changed today. It was advertised for 12 noon, but I just had an email that because of someone's schedule who is scheduled to speak, and I think it's Representative Paul Tonko, that they have changed the time to 12:30.
Mm-hmm. And basically they'll be talking about human rights issues.
Basically it's to advocate for policy strategies that can bridge the divides in our society, okay? The goal is to bring a politics of inclusion where everybody counts and everybody is included and everybody, you know, has access to a dignified way of life. So the goal is to bring about a politics of inclusion to divided places. Also, to counter the political incivility that is so present in our political world today, and to foster a message of inclusion. And basically, like I said, to mend the vast economic and social divides in our country.
This is going to be exciting on Thursday. So anybody out there who's interested, come to Albany at the Capitol on Thursday. And see Sister Simone, the other sisters on the bus. How many ladies are on the bus this time? Do you have any idea?
How many are on the bus? As I said, I think it's 9 or 10. That the bus accommodates 9 or 10. Yeah.
Okay.
And the people that you will be hearing from on Thursday, well, Reverend Emily McNeil, who is the executive director for Labor Religion Coalition, she will be giving the opening prayer and the welcoming remarks. Okay. And then there are speakers who will be coming to the mic to tell their story. There is a client from St. Joseph Place in Schenectady. There are two migrant workers. There is a woman who is involved in the Working Family Coalition. And then I think Reverend Willie is going to be speaking, and Simone Temple and Congressman Tonko.
Well, this is going to be an exciting day, and I look forward to seeing you again on Thursday. So if anybody is free, they can come down to see the nuns on the bus, and also to chat with Sister Doreen. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, your story and Focus on Albany. I hope you have a great turnout.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. Thanks for the time, and I certainly hope so. Try and bring a lot of folks with you, and not only to advocate for that day, but for all the policies that the network organization is sponsoring. Okay.
Thank you. So, your contact information again, sister?
Okay, I can be reached at. My office telephone number is area code 518-389-2574.
Okay, that's great.
And my email would be dglynn@csjalbany.org.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
And okay, be sure and say hello on Thursday.
Oh, I will. I will say hello to you. So if you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, and subscribe on iTunes. And if you have a comment or a criticism about this show, #FocusOnAlbany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Sister Doreen, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Cynthia. Thank you.
And thank you, everybody.
Bye now.